what would you say your occupation is? Oh, you want me to stop there?
I was director of the Cowboy Hall of Fame. I didn't know that's an organization. I own several of those business organizations, but that isn't that enough.
Yeah,
I'm a director on that. Member of the board of directors of Midwest Christian College. And I think that sometimes things aren't too many and don't do anything in it. Several alumni associations. Occupation, I would say, so I'm in the legal profession, but ranch and farming is really my occupation this time. I take care of that. See, my nephew, I don't know whether you met him or not. He was in here a while ago. Left. He's my partner. We're in partnership on the ranch down here. I handle the office work, most of it, and he's the ranch manager. We're feeding, bull feeding cattle and then regular ranch work. So that's really my occupation now. The law work is, the only law work I'm doing is a little income tax work and then our own legal work. I'm not doing any outside practice.
Mm-hmm. Speaking ability in other languages? Can I write German down here?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't qualify.
No, I took a master's degree in German.
You did?
And I never felt at ease when I opened my mouth.
I think we had one of the finest teachers out there. If it hadn't been for her, I'd never got through it. That's all. She would help me out. But I just couldn't master it. That's all. As far as I got my grade in it, that was efficient. So
I got so I could read rather quickly, but
I couldn't get reading either. Neither one of them came easy. I could understand. You could probably. Well, I don't know whether I could get enough if you'd speak it to me now.
That's his name, Bleistift?
Yeah.
Ein Geltes Bleistift?
No, I don't know. Great, I didn't pass that last. Gelt? Get it now. No, of course, I haven't even tried to use it and get out. I was so disgusted when I got out of that class.
I don't think there's much that gets away from you quicker than the language.
You just got to use it.
I once took a course in Sanskrit, of all things, and it disappeared as soon as I was out of the class.
I see. Well, that was another, took shorthand. That'll get away from you. If you don't use it every day, I just completely lost it. I couldn't write my name in it now. I just couldn't write my name.
It's annoying, isn't it?
You work at it, and then if I had kept on for that 12 years, I was out of college. I lost all of that, but it just came in. It's sure been profitable to me on the bench down here if I could have had it, but I just completely lost.
I mentioned this chap, Sharp, up in Liberal, whom I'd gone to visit. Well, he got out of the Army. He went to A&M, I think, before the war, or just after. Anyway, he dropped out and he ranched and farmed for a while. And then he went back. But he's 35 now.
Well, that wasn't said, was it?
It's his boy.
Gene.
No, Bill. Are you thinking of Sid Sharp?
Sid was... Sid, and then let's see, the other one was the grandfather. Sid Sharp was the grandfather. He's the one... It wasn't Sid that mentioned... Who was talking to me today about Sid Sharp?
I don't know. He sent me to see you.
Sid Sharp did? Mm-hmm.
From Forland? Forgan?
From Forgan.
8 miles west way and 2 miles north?
Well, the Sid, knowing Sid...